ready to talk. Don't run your mouth.
Welcome back. Episode number 6 of the Be Cool Podcast. Another beautiful, beautiful day. 50 degrees, 55 degrees this morning. Nice, up and early, up and at 'em, they say. It's going to be a good one, I think. We're going to roll through this one nice and smooth. No ums, no stutters, no hoo-has, rah-rah, la-la-la-la. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sorry, I just break it down a little bit. It's in me. I can't get rid of it. It's a part of me. It'll always be a part of me. Feel the rhythm, feel the ride, getting up is bobsled time. But how about those Buffalo Bills? Bills Mafia is definitely in the building. 2-0. Came back on the Jets 16-0. Beat them. This past weekend, 1 o'clock game. Playing those New York football Giants. Slayed those Giants. Saquon Barkley ran a little touchdown on us first possession of the game. But you know what? Josh Allen's got some feet. Frankie Gore's got some feet. And touchdown Johnny Brown's got some feet. We put those Giants to bed real early. Got to give a shout out to Luca and Lebanese Drake for holding it down at Rozzy's, where we partaked in the festivities with all those locales. And also, big shout out to Stevie Stamps. Stevie Stamps, baby. One of the big-time portrayers of the Bills Mafia, wearing that Trader McCoy jersey. We'll talk about that maybe in the future. But no need to harp on the negatives. Positives, we're 2-0. This could be the only two games we win this season, but we'll take it. So big shout-out to Josh Allen for not throwing 5 interceptions like Eli Manning, and the Bills for showing up on defense. So We're good either way. That takes away from the loss that FIBA USA had about a week prior to Sunday's game. And they probably came in 5th place, maybe 4th in the FIBA Cup World Cup. But we don't harp here on the darkness. We like to shine the light, because the light is the truth, and the truth is the pathway to understanding. I think we just felt a little Illuminati touch right there. I don't know what's going on. But it's just a beautiful morning. And you got to get the podcast. I like to get a podcast in early. I got the coffee going, obviously. All black. Dark roast. I do have a seltzer next to me, but I don't even think I'm going to drink that. I'm going to have a little sip of my Poland Springs. Nice little clear water. Little tap from somebody's faucet somewhere. Like I said, beautiful day. It looks like it might be one more week left of drip season, because this weekend another wedding, but I'm going to guarantee you, no single ladies. All the single ladies. All the single ladies. I don't think there's going to be any rats out there. Nothing daddy can, get a little dance with. Probably dancing with my friends again. Just trying to have a little fun, a little smile. But you won't see me doing any group dances. So I don't even know the names of these, but I don't rock like that. I got my own gimmick that I got to deal with. I don't do line dancing. I don't mind a little country, a little Kenny Rogers, little pontoon stuff, but I don't rock with, or what's my other one? Girl Crush. I don't mind that. I don't even know who that group is, but maybe something with Georgia in a line. I couldn't tell you. Maybe a different state too. Couldn't tell you. But I don't do all that silly shit. And I don't chew on grass like hay straw. You know what I'm saying? And I don't have flannel. There's one thing I don't have in my life is flannel. And I don't think that's a bad move, because I don't live in East LA. So why would I have flannel? You know what I'm saying? If I had a low rider, I might have some flannel. Because, you know, when it's 65 degrees in the morning and you roll in topless, you got to stay warm. But as some of y'all know, that I'm not rolling topless or with a shell top. The only thing I'm rolling in is a 16 speed. And if you're rolling like that, you definitely need a cut-off hoodie with your face on the back and a Gorilla Garage emblem on the front. Just a little shout out again. Let's get that done. The deal's still in the works. We've still got some things to talk about, and maybe at the end of this podcast, we might not even have any talks left. But so drip season, we're hoping one more week of this. Right after the wedding, I'm house sitting for a week. So don't worry, the podcast will still be coming out. We're not worried about that. Podcast does travel. Oh, there it is. First fucking dick rider of the day. So this is probably the last week of drip season. Cuffing season coming right up. Got some things in the works here. Got some things in the works. Still working on the computer situation. It's going to be sent out this week. Definitely have it. I won't have it next week because I won't be around. But after what? 7, 8? Episode 8 should be recorded on the new and improved computer. I don't know if it's going to be improved because these motherfuckers ain't going to be able to fix it. It's a motherboard issue. And I doubt they have the soldering and electronics expertise to be fucking around with that. We're talking about, you know, like the gypsies I sent the computer to in the first place that are right down the street. They wanted to charge me $200 more than the computer's even worth or what I pay for. And they tried to do a little jib-jab scam on me, and that shit wasn't going to go down. Because, listen, only one who's going to fuck me over is me. All right? Don't set yourself up for failure. I guess that's kind of the same thing I'm saying, but don't let someone else set you up for failure. See what I'm saying? Did you smell what the rock was cooking? We did that last week? Yeah, I must have. It was real early. I was floating on clouds. I was still waking up. Still had the crusties in my eyes. I was flicking them at the TV and ding, ding, ding. Like little, like shooting pellets at a metal barrel in the backyard. Hey, man, just because I grew up in the concrete jungle of South Burlington, Vermont, doesn't mean I don't know the country. You know what I'm saying? Not me. So I saw It Part 2, a little bootleg action this past weekend. Nice relaxing week. Got home, you know, all of my duties were done from the wedding. Got to relax. Finally got to relax on Tuesday. Enjoyed the week. Got to smoke that Kush with Rymo. Luca sitting inside. Well, actually, Luca sits. I think he likes to smell the drift go by. So he's on the back deck with us. But saw It Part 2. Not a big fan of the new style of It, whatever they did, because they may have stuck closer to what the book was saying, but it's not scary to me. Like, this clown, it just looks like a little kid dressed up in a clown outfit. And I might be nostalgic about when I was growing up, because the It that came out on TV was definitely a lot more scarier to me. Because there was no blood or anything. This one, I don't even know if there's blood on this one. It's possible. I mean, they were sinking the blood when Bev's bathroom starts shooting it out the faucet. But I don't remember, it wasn't really gory or like, you know, like arms being chewed off. But there was one down the sewer, I guess. But I just found that the old one a lot more scarier. But I'm not even scary, you know? Now, my favorite scary movie, I want to call it scary, but the one that's hard, you know, if it gets too late at night and I'm all by myself and the window's open in the summertime, it's Exorcist 3, when they find, you got the guy in the psycho ward at the hospital. Now that one's got a, he's got a clear invitation to the dance. If you know what I'm saying, if you've never seen it, go and watch that one. Now don't watch it during the day. Don't be a little fuck boy or fuck lady. Go watch it. Turn the lights off. Don't get no fucking popcorn. Have a bottle of wine. Then set it up around, I don't know, 11:30. Keep the door unlocked. The shades undrawn. And then start hitting play. And then you come back and leave a comment for me. Let me know how you felt about Exorcist 3. Okay? This one's less of the There, I mean, it is about being a possession, but it's not like the little girl thing, you know? Lick me, or I'm going to puke on you. That's, I mean, that shit, who gives a fuck about puss in the eyes? Now, this one's just got a different kind of aura to it, as it were. Another good little series I watched. Listen, when I see a series on Netflix, I go straight at it. So I saw a new one called Unbelievable, and this is right up my alley. It's based on a true story about a serial rapist who lives in Colorado. And it's basically going to give you how these departments or counties weren't combining their resources. Or so if there's a case in one county, he'd hit another county, then hit another county. So these people aren't talking, okay? You understand? This is how the police system works and used to work. Okay. Same thing with like serial killers and all this kind of nonsense. So the police actually put out a book about how they collect evidence and what they do when they're trying to solve cases and, you know, DNA kind of stuff like that. So this killer actually had a copy of this in his, well, this, I should say, this serial rapist had a copy of this in his possession. And they, the detectives in the case suspected that he did, or he or she, whoever was committing, usually a man, you know, sick fucks out there, a lot of sick fucks. They already saw that probably as a possibility and a probability in the beginning that they had, you know, gotten a copy of this, or it could have been a cop. That's where, you know, they were leading two different ways, but they had to have, there was, the crime scenes were spotless except for, you know, the unfortunate victims in these crimes. And they eventually, you know, they've, I'm going to spoil it for you, but it's a great series. And so this really, it gives you a good outline of, from the top looking down on this whole situation. Not just, it's not just about the one thing, it's about the entire thing. Kind of like Mindhunters. It tells you like how these people think, how the police worked to figure it out, and the yada yada yada. Now this is these are the kind of case, the only reason I'm a big fan of these, because I'd like when police are doing good work, good, honest, keeping our city safe, keeping our citizens safe. This is the kind of work I can applaud. But the shit I don't like is when you're sitting at Dunkin' Donuts or any fucking speed trap just hunting motherfuckers to fulfill your quota for the week because you're too fucking lazy to do your goddamn job. That's what I don't like. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to take a sip of Dark Magic right now. That's it. Now, see, when I get aggressive and passionate, you can hear it in my voice. I get upset, pissed off. Now, I just told you I like police. I like police work. I like good, honest police work. But you gotta leave these poor fucks alone, man. Big deal, you're doing 7 miles over the speed limit. There's a jerk off doing heroin somewhere, beating on his girl, and you ain't doing a goddamn thing about it. Even though you got in the call. And that's what another part of this Unbelievable series was the first case they showed that wasn't actually part of how they caught the serial rapist, because the two detectives that were working that case made the girl recount her, she was like 14 years old, made her recount her rape and made her write a statement that she made it up, and then charged her for false reporting of a crime, charged her $500. Unbelievable. You watch that and then you get back to me. Leave me a comment at Reese45MC at Twitter, at Instagram, hit me up on YouTube, Pro Momo Gaming, on Twitch, Pro Momo Gaming. You know, we might have to do a live podcast on Twitch. That'd be a good one. Get the cameras rolling. I gotta get, listen, if we can get to that place, we can get a nice camera going, nice little mic set up. It's a long ways away from 30 viewers a week. But at least we got 30 viewers a week. A lot of people stop after one. This is number 6. It's been here every week. Last week was a little late, but y'all know the story. I explained it. I'm honest, truthful. Just being me. And listen, there's nothing going to change that because I've been me for a long, long time. And I'm the only one who can change that. Because you don't have to put me 6 feet deep and I'm not going to be buried. You're not going to cremate me. You have to throw me deep in the ocean because I want to see what's at the bottom of that sumbitch. See me? That sumbitch. So unbelievable. Check that out. It's on Netflix. If you know how to jib-jab your way through the internet, you can watch it for free. So, I mean, I would partake in it if you're interested in that kind of stuff. There's some good actors in it. It's not a bore. But you have to be, if you like true crimes, you like seeing good police work and also bad police work in there. Like I told you in the first, the way the story starts is with a horrible police work. So, just a little touch on that. And another thing, another one I want to tell you about, I just barely finished it, watched the last episode last night, is called The Family. That's on Netflix also, about this controlling group of, religious. They don't just sit there and spit religious doctrine to you. It's not kind of like that. But it is a guy named Bob Q, I think was his name. Robert Q. And this guy started this little religious group that, not off of Christianity, just took the Bible and then made a group of people to be able to influence Washington. And he did it in Washington. Smart move. They still have a house that were senators and senators who have, done some scandalous shit. And that's not hidden from the record. You can go ahead and see that. And watch the documentary. It's the first episode is a little weird because they do the reenactments of this guy who's actually doing the documentary. He was part of this little the family, got initiated and all that kind of stuff. Lived in this house with a bunch of guys who they couldn't drink, couldn't jerk off. They could just rake leaves, throw football, and get mud on each other. Weird, some weird shit, but whatever. People got to do what they've got to do. And I can't knock you. As long as you're not fucking the guy in the ass, I can appreciate that. I mean, if you are, I don't really care. But don't do it against his will. That's all I'm saying. So, let's get back on track here. Sometimes you got to, you can't just say something without explaining yourself because you know how society is. They're going to throw you under the fucking bus for anything. Whatever they got to do to make themselves feel better, I got you. I'll help you out. So I suggest watching this one because it brings me, it's how religion has, we're going to talk about these things. So the Constitution says separation of church and state. Well, that's, complete horseshit because that doesn't exist anymore. Or ever existed, probably. The situation here is the prayer breakfast that happens every year, and the president is expected to show up. And if it's an election year, the Democrat and Republican candidate will also be there, and they'll have talk, blah, blah, blah. And it's people in the religious arenas, the political arenas, business arenas that they invite, so they can all swap spittle and, fuck around and do what they got to do for that country. Just God's honest truth. Just a little pun for you. So The Family, if you like to see how inner workings of, some parts of our government and society work, go ahead and check that one out. That just brings me to a couple topics, and this is going to finish off the podcast, but it's good at this point because we're rolling now. This is episode number 6, and I think it's a good spot to lay out the outline of where I am, what my stances are on some subjects. So moving forward, when I say something, you don't get it out of context. Because that's what whole society is right now, is context, right? If I say one thing, anyone could hear that in a different way and run with it and say he said this, she said that, blah, 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 he did that, we're going to set the guidelines right now. And this is the two main ones. So for me anyway, just for today. So religion, listen, I don't care if you believe in red men flying in the sky, a guy on a cross, a gold statue, whatever. You know, I don't care what you believe. You could believe in fairy tales, witches, scumbags, you know, you whatever your choice is, you have the right to believe in whatever you want. The problem is when the thing that you believe in, okay, has caused another person harm, such as the war in the trials against women, where, you know, this is after the Renaissance, where they, I don't know, millions of women were killed. That this, you know, they said that people, women were witches, so they were drowning witches, burning, well, I should say, they were drowning women, burning women by the hundreds on a weekly basis. But we forget about this. This was sanctioned by the church at the time. And there was a pope then. It's the same church that people go and worship and pray to on every Sunday, some even more. It's when those structures, which are part of our regular society, have caused those kind of mass destructions in our livelihoods, in other people's lives. You know, religion also has a huge part in these priests who have, you know, molested thousands, almost millions of kids throughout the world. Is it time to clean that up? Well, some of those cases have been, shown in many documentaries, films, and also in the media. And they have been recognized by the Pope and the Catholic Church, right? But is just saying it happened? How about every day you apologize to the victims and to the victims' families for what that tragic indecency of humanity has done to them and their loved ones? We're not even talking about murder at this point. We're talking about how you have completely fucked someone's life over because of your inability or unwanting to right a wrong. Because the reality of, I'm not going to get too deep into, you know, you, if you want to know about these cases, you can go ahead and check it out. It's not far from your reach. Google will allow you to see all the truth you want. The fact that these cardinals in different, you know, different cities and blah, 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 would just move these priests from one parish to another after one of these crimes was committed was obviously their neglect and knowing. And those people, you know, should all be put in jail. And another thing with that is our system is totally fucked, because these guys can sometimes not even do jail time. And if they do, they're not spending 25 years in jail. Now, I would conflict murder with being a pedophile. You know what I'm saying? You are fucking someone's life forever. There's no coming back from that. Okay, you could see it in the eyes of these victims, of what it does internally, mentally, physically. The inability to function as a free human being after those kind of incidences is completely disturbing. And I find, and you obviously, if those laws haven't changed in all these years, it doesn't believe it. And if religion has its paws in our political system, there could be a correlation right there. Now I say could be, I didn't say there is, because I'm saying there are those moving parts in Washington. So, and I laid that out prior to getting into this religious conversation with you. Now, but remember, I'm just telling you my standards here on these subjects. These are my takeaways. I don't give a listen. I think it's good people have faith and have moral laws inside of them. But you can't just enjoy the good parts of, oh, happy times. Oh, it's Thanksgiving. Let's pray. Oh, God did this for me. God did that for me. And then forget about all the bad shit that this is causing for other people. Okay? It just is. And I'm not singling out the Catholic religion. Listen, if you're a Muslim, some Muslims take it too far and they do stupid shit, and that's just the way it is. But not all Muslims are condemning the work of these other Muslims. You understand what I'm saying? Devout people will do devout shit. But it takes a village to raise a family. You understand what I'm saying? And if we all can't come to terms with what's right and wrong, then we're never going to agree. And it's not going to happen now because we're way too far. See, if we fix this around like in the 1960s or something like that, excuse me, like if this religious, like the far right, far left kind of shit was fixed in the 60s, it could have been manageable then because there was less interference. But now, every Tom, Dick, Sherry, and Larry, and Carrie got a goddamn opinion. And the problem is their opinion, like I said in past episodes, isn't matched with reality. You know, just because I don't believe in your religion doesn't mean I don't respect it. You understand? And I'm not religious, but I can respect the fact that you have a religion, you believe in all that, you believe in whatever you believe in. But if it's, listen, if the shit you're doing is causing other people, if the shit you believe in has caused other people harm, and that doesn't allow you to recognize an issue with what is causing that to the end game, then there's no conversation we can have after that, right? You understand what I'm saying? And that's where the head's butt. That's where we bounce and we can't talk and blah, blah, blah. That's where everything we have to fight from shouting at each other from different sides of the aisles. And that doesn't ever get anything done. It just makes the trash pass down a little bit slower. And that's what that is. It would be great if Jesus and God existed. But at the end of the day, If that was the case, why all these bad things happening to good people, right? Why are these kids dying young? Why is Tupac and Biggie dead? But you got Tekashi 6ix9ine sitting in jail, ratting about the gang members he wanted to hang out with and promote on Instagram that caused his fuckness to happen. You know? Why? Why that? So, you know, give me talk about Pac, anniversary about his death, and it's fucking anniversary. It's a sad, sad day. Ah, man, 7 day theory. If you want to get into a story, 7 day theory. A lot of sevens out there. Episode 7, that might have to be the title of that, 7 day theory. We'll talk about Pac a little bit. Secondly, let's talk about, and religion will pass into this because it is part of this situation. So, you know how you had Hitler, right? He was religious. He promoted the religion thing, and that caused a lot of death, a lot of mayhem. And you can run down history, and any time there's a war, religion had something to do with it. My God has a bigger dick than your God. That's what it was. Poof, you're dead. That's a George Carlin reference. Go back and check that out. Back in Town, I think that's what the title of that special was. But let's get into the guns in mass shootings, right? So, now, if anyone doesn't know what the Second Amendment says, it says, a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Now, I don't know of any militia other than Gangstar, the militia, Freddie Fox, Big Guru. All right. If you don't know about Gangstar, go back, go check them out. Unbelievable. DJ Premier. Premier Freddie Fox, the militia. Militia. Go check that out. That's the only militia I've heard of in years. And probably decades. And before that, I never heard of a militia. Other than reading it in the Second Amendment. So where this Second Amendment says anything about the right to bear arms is just at the tail end where it says people to keep and bear arms. That's, and so they forget about this whole beginning part. Now, I am not against people having guns. If you want a gun, I have no problem with that. But the problem is, gun owners are not willing to stand up and say there's a fucking problem with crazy fucking people getting guns legally or illegally and killing motherfuckers. Now listen, if you had a kid who died in a mass shooting, would you not be upset that there were, what, 5 times more guns per capita in our country? All you gotta do is look at countries that don't have guns and see the results. You understand what the laws are? I just don't understand. Like, it's not, to me, it's not even a question. I've shot guns. Didn't find it thrilling. But what I don't, if someone gets joy out of that, listen, there's a lot of things that I don't get joy out of that other people do, but I'm not trying to shut them down. But those things aren't killing other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like basketball. Or, I mean, some people like soccer. Well, some people go to a soccer game and there's a goddamn terrorist attack. Some people go see a country concert and there's a goddamn terrorist attack. Some people go to church and there's a goddamn terrorist attack. Now, a terrorist attack could be any motherfucker who lives in a country shooting up a bunch of people, blowing up a bunch of people. It's the same shit. It's all terror attacks, okay? If you're causing terror on a motherfucker, it's terror attack. Can we come to an understanding that if there's a problem, we have to address the problem and try to fix it? It happens every week. People are getting killed out here, folks. And I think, I would believe if you were a gun toter, that you would be even more outraged that these things were happening and try to find a solution to this. Because I don't, listen, as a gun owner, I think you would understand that there's gun safety courses people should be going through. There should be, I mean, I would even take it so far as a year background check. But these guys are getting guns just going to a gun show. There's no background check. You're just getting under the table. Some guys are getting in the streets. But those are illegal guns. But there's only illegal guns because guns are coming in. We are the main buyer of guns. Everyone wants a gun out here. So they ship them in by the tons. You've seen Sons of Anarchy, right? These motherfuckers ain't going to gun shows. They motherfuckers shipping them in. IRA, baby. I don't want my teacher, I don't want my kid's teacher holding a gun. Ain't no safety course in the world going to teach that kid. Or that, I mean, teach any adult a situation where they're getting shot at or people around them getting shot at, because 9 times out of 10, they're ducking and covering. You have take what's police training take to deal with any situation? So when a live shooter, you're going to tell me some guy sitting in a chair in a shiny tiled locker filled hallway is going to be able to take a gunner down? Come on, man. Come on, man. The reality is there's a situation we have to deal with it as a society, and I think if there are good people in the NRA who aren't trying to just fatten their pockets and stay relevant, they should be the first ones online trying to figure out that situation. They should be promoting stricter gun laws to keep their organization safe, right? Doesn't that make sense? It's like a scandal. In any kind of scandal, you want to get out in front of it. You know, if you do something wrong, you want to be out in front of it, so you can, you know, save. This is the way it works. You want to save face because you don't want to be looked at as a monster. But it doesn't seem that way. That's what it looks like. People just want to say, oh, you're trying to do this to me, you're trying to do that. Well, listen, the Second Amendment doesn't say anything about you owning guns. It says a militia, a well-regulated militia. If you show me in a militia, where do you sign up for that part? So sign up for a militia, show me that your state needs security, and then it looks like you have the right. And it should not be infringed. That's where it looks like. So a militia and a security of a state. When you show me that paperwork, then we could talk about your right. So in the meantime, let's hear what we can do to change these unfortunate events from happening, because more people are going to die. If you don't care about life, why do you need a gun in the first place, right? If you don't care about the other people dying, you don't need a gun because you don't care about life. You don't care about your security unless you only care about yourself. If the Second Amendment says for security of a state, not security for yourself, that's what it says. Being necessary to the security of a free state, that's what it says. It doesn't say security of oneself. That's the Second Amendment. That's all I read today. Listen, I know a lot of gun people. I've shot guns with gun people. Great, great human beings. Great, great human beings. I've drank beer. I smoked that weed with them. I high-five with them. I get thrown off three-wheelers with them. I have bonfires with them. I'm trying to make deals with them. But can we come to an understanding that something needs to be done? You know, I mean, I'm trying to give you my thoughts and my theory on this one, because it's confusing to me. There's good people everywhere. Like I said, that's why I started this whole conversation, because it's good to have a conversation. It's good to have another motherfucker's aspect or outlook on a subject that you may be feeling passionately about. Because there's every side has a story, a different story. Everything can't be just one way. It's impossible. Unless we're talking about mathematics or any kind of, you know, part of life. Well, it's not part of life, but anything that is structural in that you deal with on a daily basis. You know, there's not eight different ways to put on a car tire. You know what I'm saying? You got to put the car tire on, put the bolts on tightly, correctly, with the right torque, make sure the alignment's right, and blah, blah, blah. We're moving on. Right? I know a little bit. Just a little bit. I know a little bit about a lot of things. You know, I think it's going to be a lot of it's how you're raised and what you're raised with. You know, what you choose to listen to in life when you're, you know, it all depends on that. And I think that's a beautiful thing about podcasts here. I'm not trying to preach. Listen, all this ain't preaching. I'm trying to give a view that maybe you're not hearing, or maybe people don't want to hear. The unfortunate events that take place in this world, in our country, on a weekly basis, aren't sunshine and grass. You know, there's people are devastated by hurricanes. People don't believe in global warming. Do you believe that some people believe when they recycle that plastic's getting recycled, but it ain't up in the Pacific Ocean? Motherfuckers are dying out here, man. We gotta know what's going on. If you don't know what's going on, there's no way to fix it. If half the people believe that ghosts are real, half the people are missing. You understand what I'm saying? We're looking at the wrong thing. You know, we're worried about building a wall. But motherfuckers are dying out here. You see what I'm saying? We gotta put focus on shit. And listen, this political system. Listen, I ain't even talk about these Democrats, man. All these people are lost. You know, I say Trump just because it's a big hitter. Everyone wants to hear that word, Trump, Trump, Trump. Listen, I only say it because it just pops in my head. But listen, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, whoever, Joe Biden, they're all fucking idiots, man. They're all scumbags. They're only doing shit to put money in their pockets. They got big dreams. Big dreams. That's all they got. There's no way to get that shit done. Believe me. They've been trying for years. Years. Obama passed the, Jesus, what do I want to say? It's Obamacare, but it's not Obamacare. People just called it Obamacare so they could say it was negative. But, it is negative because it wasn't passed in a good way. They couldn't get the things that they wanted to get in there because on another side, people want other shit and they don't want people to have free shit. That's just the way it is. But some people need free shit. Some people can't afford healthcare and some people are getting denied healthcare on their policies. I mean, that's just not supposed to happen. If you have healthcare and it's supposed to cover something and your insurance company can say, oh, it's not going to cover that. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. Someone's getting fucked over, man. Believe me, the insurance company don't care what political party you're part of. They're going to fuck you over. And the way the healthcare system is now is fucking broken. No doubt about it. Even Obamacare exists. It's just a broken system. Because it's good 75% of the way, bad the rest, you know? So 25%, you're getting fucked over. No doubt about it. The end result is what we're looking for. And that's the only thing I care about. The in-between, you can fix that. You can adjust the in-between. It's like fixing the echo, the reverb. That's all you got to do. That's how you adjust societies at the end of the day. You got to adjust. Twitch, turn those knobs. Left or right. Find the balance. It's all about the balance. Reduce the noise, find the balance. Listen, I'm not coming at anybody hot here, okay? I'm not looking for a hot take, as these kids say. Do you, like I said in the last episode, you could, let's do whatever the fuck you want to do in your life, man. As long as it's not hurting anybody else. But you can't have a political view on something with ignoring the negative things that are happening. If you're religious and you're far right and some priests are fucking with kids and you don't care about that, that should be illegal. You should be locked up for that. Not really, but you know, your opinion I don't give a fuck about your opinion at that point because you're blind, you're ignorant. You're being ignorant to it. So I got no time for that. I'm glad we get this out of the way, because now we can move on, right? That's the beautiful part of what this podcast system is about. You know, so let's just say this. Let's finish off on this one. It's a beautiful day. Haven't heard about any negative things this morning, except for that poor Trevor Siemian for the Jets getting a broken leg or broken ankle. That's too bad. Now they're down. Hopefully Colin Kaepernick gets a shot. Big shout out to Colin. That's going to twist some hairs out here. But you know what? If he's good enough, give him a shot. Why not? There's a lot of trash bags out there. All over the place. Don't worry about that. So we're still working on a deal here. As of now, we're still working on a deal. Cut those sleeves off. I think it's good to be honest, you know. Being honest is a good way to start the day. So I'm being honest with you. 45 minutes, I didn't even think it was going to go this long. 45 minutes. Listen, I'm going to cook up this 2K. We're moving on. 2K's about to cook on. I gotta finish this coffee. Gonna warm it back up. Got a little cold here because I got on a rant. Listen, man, when I go political, I'm not on one side of the aisle, man. Listen, I told you. You can't sway me either. I'm not right down the middle. I'm not on the left, not on the right. I'm just hovering above watching this shit happen. I'll give anybody a high five. I'll even eat dinner with you. I might even do a little, you know, run a little boop, boop. If you got a little, you know, let you know what's up. But listen, I'm just letting you know what I'm seeing, how I'm seeing it. And this is the truth. This is the truth. And you can't, there's no argument to have, but a discussion should be. A discussion should be had amongst everybody. And the discussion should happen faster than now, okay? Should have happened years ago. But people got caught up making money in the 90s. They lost it in 2008. Now they're trying to grind it again. But now you got everyone's a media star. Everyone's got a Twitter. Everyone's on Instagram. Put fat in their ass. Getting fake-ass titties. Getting spray tans. Shaking their ass for some, you know, some product that placement that they're getting $500 a week for. Running around doing fuckboy shit. And, you know, whatever puts food on your table, I guess. You know, you got to look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day. And you got to be happy with the results. I'm comfortable. I've lived my dream. This is just extra credit now. This is just extra credit. You know, I got to create my own music, perform it on stage for people, and that was my dream, and I got to do that. My dream wasn't to be a millionaire. You know, it's just I had a simple life, and that's where it's at the end of the day. So that's how I look at society and where we're headed, where we've been, and, you know, where we need to be. Simple, just simple stuff, not complicated. You know, music is a beautiful thing because it can bring people together and it can release some anxiety and allow joy to fulfill thousands of people at one instant, watching the same and absorbing the same feelings and energies. And that, if we could take that tiny little bit and sprinkle it all over the world at the same time, or the country at the same time, believe how good, how powerful is that? How powerful is that? How powerful is that? That's what I ask. Remember, every day I finish this podcast, or every week I finish this podcast, and I say the same thing. Be happy, love each other, enjoy life, be silly, take adventures, learn something new. You know, we got to get outside of our bubbles. We got to break out. Got to break out. Just burst that some bitch. I don't know why I keep saying some bitch. I'm trying to think if it was Austin 316 or was it The Rock with that Pootie Tang Pie. Poontang Pie. But like I said, hey, it's always a blast. I can't wait to have guests. I think we might do a few things. Maybe we should do a Twitch Live one. That'd be interesting. A lot of requests for guest appearances, man. I don't know, because, you know, some people just like to jib-jab themselves to death. But we'll have to, you know, siphon those people out. The gorgeous part of this, though, is the interaction with the people who listen and hearing the stories and what they feel. I like that. I do enjoy that. So, and a big shout out to the only person I know who actually did what I asked last week was to promote the Be Cool podcast on Facebook. So big shout out to Bobby Gorilla Garage. You know, let's get that. How do I say this? Let's get the deal done. Let's ink it up. Ink it up this week. And remember, life is a no-sum game. But while we're here, it's our duty to do the duty. Okay? So, I love you. It's gorgeous out. I'm going to enjoy this day. Got a busy weekend coming up and a busy week after that. So, be cool, motherfuckers.
Be cool. You ain't ready for war. You ready to rap. You ready to talk.